听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step, book four.
Lesson 136, part one, warming up exercises.Instruction following calculator operating controls. You're going to hear some instructions on how to use a calculator. Listen carefully. Note down the names of the keys mentioned and the function of each key. First, find the power switch. When the power switch is pushed to on,The calculator is ready for operation.
There are 10 numeral keys on the keyboard, from 0 to 9. They are used to enter numbers.
Then there are 4 arithmetic keys. They are used to perform the arithmetic functions addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division.
The equal key is used to complete the arithmetic function.
If you want to clear the contents of the calculation registers, press the clear key.
If you want to clear a falsely entered number, use the clear entry key.
The percent key can be used to perform percentage calculations.
The recall memory key is used to display the contents of the memory.
We have been discussing how a computer works. Now let us turn to another topic. What are the uses of the computer? Many laymen have an exaggerated picture of what computers are capable of. Sometimes computers are called electronic brains, and this is confusing because no computer so far built can compete with a human brain in all respects. Let us take a lookat the applications of computers in commerce and industry. Today, I shall discuss 3 of the main areas, and I shall give some examples of each. I think you should note the examples, but don't bother too much about the details of each one. Firstly, clerical work. Computers are very good for handling repetitive clerical work efficiently. We can take 2 examples of this. The first is the widespread use of computers in handling payrolls, that is, paying employees. I should spell payrolls for you. That's P-A-Y-R-O-L-L-S, payrolls. Details about each employee, his salary, his tax code, etc., are fed into the computer. The computer makes the necessary calculations and prints out a payslip. Another example of the same sort of process has been the use of computers by banks to provide up-to-date records of clients' accounts. Secondly, we have the use of computers in information systems. The most successful use of these is perhaps the use of computers by airlines to control seat reservation and provide information about flights. British Airways' Boadicea system has 200 terminals in 70 different countries. I'll spell Boadicea for you. B-O-A-D-I-C-E-A. Boadicea. The main computer store for Boadicea has a constant record of the details of every flight, including the number of seats available and the names of passengers who have already booked. Thirdly, the computer as an aid to design planning. My first example has to do with predicting the cost of a design if one were planning to build a road. One could take a series of photographs of the area. From these, the amount of rise and fall of the landscape can be analyzed to within a few inches. This information can be fed into a computer, along with details about what different areas would cost to buy, etc. And from all this, the computer can be programmed to work out the cheapest route between two points. My second example has to do with predicting faults in a design. It is possible to produce by computer methods pictures of what the road will look like at 1 meter intervals. It is possible to film each of these as a separate frame and film them in sequence. In this way, one can spot design faults before the actual construction of the road ever begins.
Exercises. Complete the outline with the information you hear on the tape.
Part 3.
The Solar System. The Earth is a planet just under 8,000 miles in diameter, moving round the Sun at a distance of 93 million miles and completing one circuit in 365 and a half days. It is not the only planet. Eight others are known, all with their own special points of interest. Mercury and Venus are closer to the Sun than we are. Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune and Pluto are farther away. Of course, the nearest to us are Mars, which may approach the Earth to within 35 million miles, and Venus, which has a minimum distance from us of only about 24 million miles. Mars and Venus are also the only two planets which do not appear to be overwhelmingly hostile. However, they are much more remote than our one natural satellite, the Moon, which moves round the Earth at a mean distance of less than a quarter of a million miles. The Sun itself is a star. It's by no means distinguished, and modern astronomers class it as a yellow dwarf. It seems splendid to us only because it is relatively so near. We know of stars which are at least a million times more luminous than the Sun, and yet are so far away that telescopes are needed to see them at all. The stars visible at night time are immensely distant, which is why they appear only as tiny points of light. Many of them may well have planet systems of their own. All the same, we must not be contemptuous of the Sun. It may not be a celestial searchlight, but neither is it a glowworm. It is normal in every way, and cosmically, it is far more important than our own insignificant world. Its diameter is 864,000 miles, so that it could contain more than a million globes the size of the Earth. Even at its surface, the temperature is around 6,000 degrees centigrade, 11,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And in the solar powerhouse, deep inside, the temperature must rise to well over 10 million degrees. The Sun is gaseous and is not burning in the ordinary sense of the word, since it produces its energy by means of thermonuclear processes near its core. The essential difference between a star and a planet is that a star is a sun in its own right, whereas a planet shines only because it reflects the rays of our own particular sun. If we could observe from the surface of another world, Mars for instance, the Earth too would appear in the guise of a star-like object, and a telescope would be needed to show even large features such as the Pacific Ocean and the Eurasian landmass.
Exercise 1. Put the names of the 9 planets of the solar system in the right places according to what you hear on the tape. Exercise 2. Identify the numbers listed in the left-hand column and then write down the relevant information in the corresponding spaces. Exercise 3. Supply relevant information about the sun according to what you hear on the tape.